Okay, you all can slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness that you have developed for as long as you can. Then make it a point to develop what we call the stability of daily mindfulness. When your mind has been trained, it is a heedful mind. So this mind that is heedful can develop a lot of understanding and is very different. So you have to really determine to be heedful, to be aware, so that whatever you need to learn, to cultivate, you can do it. Without heedfulness, you can't. Because the Dhamma is pachetang, can be realized only by the wise, each for themselves, and it's beyond thought, beyond time. Okay, let us turn to page 48, transcript note, Unique Dhammakut 100. So just now we finished Unique Dhammakut 97. Then this one is Unique Dhammakut 100. Path to Nibbana, awakening through cessation of form and mind. This below transcript note was prepared by Sister Po Cheng and Sister Ng Bia to help others better understand what has been shared. It is also to help complement Unique Code number 97, where this topic, Path to Nibbana, sharing was not shared. Okay. So to complement the Unique Code 97, we add in this Unique Code 100. So what happened was, Unique Code 100, it was done on another day, I think, 23rd November. The other one is the week before, Unique Code 97. 16 November. So as you all know, Unique Code 97 is to develop the initial wisdom born of first and second turning. Then this one, Unique Code 100, will dwell more into what we call the enlightenment aspect. Okay, I read to you this Unique Dhammakut 100. When one can see things clearly or perceive how our ordinary mundane mind reacts, stir and oscillate between the duality of like and dislike, which is sensual desire and ill will, because of one's wrong view or incorrect view leading to habitual tendency, then wisdom will continue to arise. So this Unique Code is very important. The key word is, when one can see clearly or perceive how our mundane mind. So this mundane mind is the mano that you have to arise. So this mano is for us to come to this existential world to live life. So when you can see how this mundane mind reacts, stir and oscillate between duality of likes and dislikes because of wrong view leading to habitual tendency, then you can understand many things. Like I explained earlier on, you will come to know who are you, what are you, and you how you function as a human being. So this part is very important. Okay, where is Manyan? Ingvi, you take over. Okay, so you continue after that.
This above Unique Dhammakut 100's cultivation can only be done after you have developed stability of mindfulness with clear comprehension, sati sampajanya. Otherwise, you can't. For everything boils down to understanding what meditation is. Understanding what meditation is crucial. To be in a meditative state requires the development of heedfulness. From heedfulness, understanding can naturally unfold. Therefore, the first thing cultivator of the way need to train is heedfulness. Anything that doesn't lead to heedfulness is not the meditation as taught by the Buddha, as Dhammapada verse 21 makes clear. Heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful do not die, the heedless are as if dead. So unless you are heedful, you don't stand a chance. To be heedful, you must be ever mindful and constantly meditative, following Dhammapada verse 23. To be ever mindful, one must develop mindfulness first, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. These are very important understanding. Reason why the meditation as taught by the Buddha centers on developing the ability, this ability to be mindful or aware. Centers on developing this ability to be mindful or aware first. Meaning, you have to quiet your mind and not think to prevent it from becoming actively and heedlessly lost in thoughts. You need to maintain silent inner awareness to allow all this existential world or phenomenal world of consciousness manifestations return to our inner awareness, nature, to realize our true mind. Our pure awareness or true mind can cease when one realizes Nibbana. This phenomenal world of consciousness arises from the mundane thinking mind. When one cultivates with the true mind to realize the enlightenment via the direct seeing, one develops wisdom. With this wisdom, the mundane mind realizes itself and ceases, thereby returning to the source. The source, you can call it your true nature, your original nature, your oneness nature, or Buddha's nature. Some call it Nibbana, or the singularity. Some even call it God. It is how you understand it. God, because they believe it is an eternal or a deathless, almighty entity, not knowing that it is not a being. You have to understand this significant difference. Then the first thing to come out from the source is the pure awareness. This pure awareness is what our true mind or original nature is. From here, the source, we manifest as the pure awareness first. This pure awareness creates mundane thinking very fast. This mundane thinking created the mundane mind. This mundane mind then created the phenomenal world of consciousness. Most human beings cannot develop understanding of all this because the moment you are born, you are so used to this conditioned mundane thinking or mundane mind's activity. Then your brain, together with its registrations, memories, and conditioning, starts the accumulation and thought processes. For thoughts are response to memories. You accumulate all the knowledge, views, opinions, conditioning, belief system, phobias, and life experiences, both good and bad, etc. This is how your brain and its memory create all the delusion and entanglement, leading to all your deluded wrong views. Then from here, the mundane mind, through your senses and your consciousness, trapped inside your body, created the 18 sense realms, which manifest into the phenomenal world of consciousness. So, to meditate is to understand all these movements and manifestations. How from here the source, we move up to there the phenomenal world of consciousness. This is the whole four stages of the creation process. Most people can hardly understand the source and all these other manifestations. because they can't even be here at the pure awareness level. The pure awareness is where sati, or our silent true mind, is. Without thought, this pure awareness nature is naturally there. As this pure awareness nature is the first to come out from the source and was there all along. That's how the Buddha came to have such clear understanding. He said, mind, this mundane mind, is the forerunner of all things. And when this mundane mind arises, all things arise. The phenomenal world of consciousness arises. Realizing this in the meditation is to see the creative process with your sati via your direct seeing, to realize the wisdom, to understand how all this manifests, thereby liberating your mind. When your pure awareness nature is very stable, you can see clearly how the movements from the pure awareness nature into the thought processes via the mundane thinking happening very fast. Then how your senses via consciousness manifest the phenomenal world of consciousness. That is the seeing, hearing, smell, taste, tactile and thought consciousness. Reason why without the stability of awareness or sati, one cannot develop the understanding. Only through mindfulness can one understand how living beings that are heedlessly lost in thoughts via their habitual tendencies and conditioning, etc., cannot see all this. They don't even know how the mundane mind manifested the phenomenal world of consciousness and how the mundane mind came to be. If they cannot understand the mundane mind, then how can they understand the two aspects of the five aggregates of form and mind? Here, when I describe and explain all this, it may appear to you as if it is very easy to understand. But when you are living life as a human being, here at the mundane mind level, even projecting onto the phenomenal world of consciousness level, how can you understand and cope with what arises or happens in life? This phenomenal world of consciousness is the one that can entice and lure you via your delusion. It is here at the existential world or the phenomenal world of consciousness where everything happens and living beings are completely lost here because they are hardly aware. That's the reason why when you are here at the phenomenal world of consciousness level, everything has become a concept, an idea, and via your deluded thought processes, you will grasp and cling onto the illusionary thinking.
Cling onto the illusionary phenomenal world of consciousness.
Yeah.
Thinking it is real. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because you are no longer with the pure consciousness in sati.
Hmm.
The moment you see, hear, smell, taste, tactile feel and think, you create sankhara sanya. Then via your habitual tendencies, you stir your mind and create the emotions. That's how you get entangled here at the phenomenal world of consciousness. So this is the conditioned world where you get conditioned and entangled into suffering and affliction. Not able to see all this clearly leads to attachment, clinging, grasping, and holding on to things. That's how suffering manifests. But when you are aware from here, at the pure awareness, you can see how you fall, how the mundane mind creates all these wrong views, wrong thoughts, attachment, and entanglement. Through this understanding, you straighten your views to enable you to see things as they are and not get entangled. So the main purpose of meditation is to see all this clearly, then retrospectively reverse it via wisdom, after knowing how you get entangled. With this clear understanding born of this pure awareness, direct seeing and awakening, you will realize the wisdom to awaken liberate and free you. Then this phenomenal world of consciousness and form will not have any more power to delude you. That's how the whole illusionary world created by consciousness collapsed in front of you. Then you understand very clearly, this is just a form and mind, which is a vehicle and a tool for you to come to this existential world to live and experience life. And you will also know how to use it to cultivate wisdom and perfections, etc. But this one, the mundane mind, is not you. This one is dependent originating, condition arising, karmically conditioned out through your karmic nature. So this living being or human beings is not you. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity. Understand this is wisdom and also the main intent of meditation. Hope all of us understand.
Sadhu. Before we continue. So now, with this description, you can understand the four circle formation very much clearer and easier. So this four circle formation, so this one now, you can see better. So what is important is, this one is where the original nature, the Mahayana call it 本来的面目, means original nature, means since the beginning of time, it existed already on. And this one is also what we call the oneness nature. This source is this one. They also call it Nibbana, B-A-N-N-A, is it? English? Double B, oh, okay. So this is where the source is. So here, sometimes they call it the true nature or the original nature. That's why sometimes the Mahayana, they say this is the original nature. 本来的面目, means originally, that was what you are. Then, for those who understand, this one is actually the oneness. Nothing is apart from this. This one is like the Tao. You know the Tao? Nothing is apart from the Tao, understand? It embraces everything. All the yin-yang duality, everything, it embraces everything. So the oneness or the true nature or the original nature is where this is. So when you talk about creation, what happens is religion, different religion, they use different expression or based on their own understanding, they come out with the understanding. Like certain religion, they say, God create, understand? So God create, but Buddhism say, from here, all arise, understand? So what is important is the understanding. This, people think is God. And this, people think is almighty or being. But it's okay, up to them. Well, as far as our teaching is concerned, the Buddha said, this one, you cannot understand one. That's why he said, inconceivable is the first thought of ignorance from the pure awareness nature, create all the so-called living being. So all this existential segmented life or all the living being that comes about through the karmic process, it starts. Then when you arrive at here, this is the mind, the phenomenal, the mind, which is the mundane mind, that through the senses can project into the phenomenal world of consciousness. Understand? Then there is this law of karma, that trigger of the karmic process. So this creation is unending. So what is happening is, there is a karmic nature. So this karmic nature is the one that drives the creation. Can see? Because of this karmic nature, each and every of these segmented life living being, or you call for our case is the human being. They will actually arise, born, die. born, die, born, die. And when you are born, the first thing to come out is, of course, the pure consciousness trapped inside the human body. That's how karma can take place. And the karmic process is the one that responsible for the arising of the form and mind. Means the physical body and the consciousness trapped inside. So this form and mind is what we call the living being. But the mundane mind is the second aspect of the five aggregate of form and mind. It's your thought process, your emotion and all those things. So all this trigger off like the physics experiment. Upon contact, the light bulb lights up, you become conscious. So through the senses, you can know the world. You can interact with the world. You can actually become conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So this process created the karmic law. That's why every of your mental intention that drive all this is stored in the karmic nature. Understand that? And what happens is, if you don't have the understanding of this creation process, you will be like the traveler in space and time, deluded, thinking you exist. And the egoic mind continue to make mistakes, create all the karmic consequence, then you cannot return. So this is what samsara is. This is why living beings suffer. Then to return, this is where the Buddha's teaching come in. Because after the long period of perfection from Virochana Buddha onward, they realize that all this, if you know how you arise, then you will know how to return. So to return, they say, you must cultivate another nature. This one is a pure awareness nature. Spiritual nature. Never mind, I rub off this one. So here, there is another nature, spiritual nature. Like just now, the triangle. From here, the pure awareness or the pure consciousness, you go this direction, you develop the cultivation, then you develop understanding and wisdom. Then here is mundane living through the senses. So this direction is mundane living through the senses. So the Buddha realized the first thing to come out from this is the pure awareness nature. That's why you must detect this. You must be able to realize this. Otherwise, you cannot cultivate. That's why from here, the pure awareness nature, the first thing to come out, you develop the direct seeing. So here, the direct seeing can allow you to see things as they are. And this direct seeing is to see how your mundane mind functions. Understand? That's how it actually creates the delusion to entice you, to lure you, and make you believe that they are real, that you exist. That's why the three evil roots start to play and karmic come into play. And when this happens, living beings, they are trapped within the 31 plane of existence and they cannot free. So what happens is, with this pure awareness, you see how you fall. That is what Unique Code 100 is all about. When you can see from the pure awareness nature, how your mundane mind stir, oscillate, and develop the reaction of mind to create like and dislike, all the duality, envy, jealousy, all this is how suffering come to be. So when you see, you develop the wisdom. So this W, either you, which is understanding, or wisdom. When this wisdom arises, then you can use it to live life. This direction. Then when there is wisdom, this awareness that has develop the direct seeing, to develop the wisdom, can enable you to live life. So this one is what we call heedful living. Heedful living. So this mundane living lead to heedless living. So when you understand all this, when you develop the wisdom, what happens is this wisdom that is developed here enable the mundane mind to realize itself. Understand not? That this is all not real. Delusion. So when it realizes itself, what happened? Understand not? Like I came to know, think also like that, don't think also like that. Then the fellow sees that. Because it's a phenomenal world of consciousness. Dependent originating, condition arising. This is the existential world. Like the Diamond Sutta, 一切有为法. What is the meaning? Everything is conditioned Dhamma, understand? We are living in a conditioned world. So everything that arises is dependent originating. Dependent on condition, it arises. When condition continues to exist, it sustains itself. When condition ceases to be, it ceases to be. You can follow? Very good. So once you understand all this, like you understand the secret of life, that is what Unicode 100 is all about, understand? When you can see all this, then you know who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human. Then you realize this fellow is not real. Understand? Then why you deludedly let this fellow create delusion in you and let you suffer? That's why you liberate your mind. When you liberate your mind, means you transcend this mundane mind. You realize the whatever realization, which is the wisdom that is beyond this thought and beyond time. So you return, cease and return. Then when it returns, pure awareness also cease. Understand? Otherwise, you cannot come here. But there is no being to come here. Understand? What they don't understand is this pure awareness is not a being, understand? It's a nature. You know what is a nature, isn't it? No word, nothing. It's the unconditioned. So this one, because of the karmic law, because of creation, that's why the Surangama Sutta says the first thing to come out is the primordial mind, understand? Like the Buddha say, from here, the primordial first thought of ignorance start from here and created this whole creation. And for so long, aeons and aeons, and maybe billions and billions and billions of existence. And this universe has been like that for very long. So when you understand that there is a karmic nature based on the Buddhist teaching, then there is a spiritual nature also based on this teaching. So whatever you cultivate this direction, your perfection, your understanding, your virtue, your wisdom, everything is stored inside here. Otherwise, this creation process, every segment you come, you are different. Understand not? Sometimes human, sometimes non-human, sometimes deva, sometimes don't know what. Animal rhyme got a lot of type of chicken, a lot of dog, cat, you choose. A pig or animal, horse, lion, every year you can choose. So because so many of these come, every segment of your coming, which one is you? You mean everyone is you? When I say you human being, you do well, that one me. Hey, past life you dog, you can accept or not? You sure be tired. How can I not so bad lah? How can I be a dog? But dog is so much better than other hell rhyme, you know? Understand or not? Your dog is at least the animal rhyme. Right? So you have what they call the asura. You know what is asura? Demon. Demon is dominated by what? Anger, isn't it? Hatred, isn't it? The evil root, isn't it? That's why the non-human, there are a rhyme of beings that exist in the demon realm. The Buddha called it the demon realm. So this demon realm is very near the lowest deva realm. Understand? So sometimes they fight. If you read the Theravada Sutta, there's a lot of story there. So demons, they have some spiritual power, understand? But they are dominated by their anger, their hatred. So because of that, they cannot become devas. Understand? Yeah. Then below that is what? No. The human realm is above. Animal realm, yes. After the animal realm, then only the other two. Hungry ghosts. Understand? Not? So when you are in that realm, not so bad. Understand? Not? But you read the Theravada Sutta, then you know. Yeah, la, demon is asura. Demon is asura. Asura. When you are as a what they call hungry ghost, peta, yes, the word is peta rhyme. That one, the Buddha, if I got time, I read to you the Theravada Sutta. The Buddha said down there, not like here, so fortunate, no. There is no plowing, no merchandising, no trade, nothing one, no. Means you cannot earn money on. You only depend on what? Merit transfer from? Relative. That's why we all idang me nya tinang ho tu, understand? Huh? Every time you idang me nya tinang ho tu, they all receive, understand? Huh? So there was an incident during the Buddha's time. It seems this king, Bimbisara, he was at a very early stage of existence, where Kāsapa Buddha, before Sakyamuni Buddha. So this group of what they call Peta, they were born in the Petas. And the reason why they were born in the Peta realm is, they were born in the hell realm. Then they slowly, through the karmic process, come out and reach the Peta realm. But by the time they come out to the Peta realm, the whole planet, the whole world, he got no more relative. So during Kāsapa Buddha's time, these people cannot understand why when Kāsapa Buddha came, they all do offering. You understand? The Sangha offering, especially the Sama Sambuddha Sangha. And a lot of beings related, receive, but they don't receive. So they cannot understand. They went and see Kāsapa Buddha. Then Kāsapa Buddha checked. Oh, he said, you all, the karmic, terrible. There was one Buddha's time when they had this, what they call offering to the Sama Sambuddha Sangha. You know what they do? They misappropriate the funds. Understand? And because of that, it was sent down to hell realm very long, and slowly come out, and at the Peta realm, no more relative up there. Understand? Then Kāsapa Buddha checked. He said, okay, there will be one, King Bimbisara. When Sakyamuni Buddha become a Buddha, you know how long? A few words ago. He said, when Sakyamuni Buddha become the Buddha, this King Bimbisara will offer. He is related to you in the distant past, is it? And then you all can receive. And you know what happened? When Sakyamuni Buddha came, King Bimbisara really celebrate, offer all the things. But he didn't chant idang me tinang ho tu. They also didn't receive. No? Then according to the Jataka story or the Sutta, you know what happened? King Bimbisara that night cannot sleep. All of this Pitagon kacau him. Wow, then he got nightmare. Then the next morning, early morning, when I see Sakyamuni Buddha, he said, what is this dream all about? Then Sakyamuni Buddha said, oh, these are your good friend, relative, long time ago. You're supposed to share merit. Oh, then the king asked, how? Offer one more time. Second time, when he offered, Sakyamuni Buddha create psychic ability for King Bimbisara to see. The moment they offer, and he transfer money, one by one, all those helping manifest and come out of it. Some become deva straight away. You're instantaneous. So if you want to understand karma, that story is very good. So if what I want to tell you is just now, asura, demon rai, animal rai, is higher than peta rai. You understand? Not? Your peta rai there cannot work, cannot merchandise, cannot make money. You know? You have to depend on others. No? So I used to joke with Kayamita. No? If you go to peta rai, you don't worry. On all the Kayamita, anytime, ever ready, idang me, idang ho tu, you come out already. Understand? No? But don't take for granted. Like all those that misappropriate the dana, go down so long, come out. All the Kayamita, no more. How? You have to wait very long. You know there is a joke. Tan Chin Nam got a brother. Tan Sri. Or Dato. Tan Chin Nam. The brother is Tan Chin Ku. Wait very long. So you don't end up like that. So this is try to let you understand your karma don't play a fool. Understand? So joke aside, this is a real Jataka story. So when you understand all this, the mundane mind realizes itself and sees and return. But when it returns, the pure awareness also sees. That's how you come back to here. But there is no being, understand? Because this pure awareness nature is a nature. It's not a human being, understand? It got no duality, or no word, nothing. But this is unconditioned. But when you are here, you need a form and mind, a vehicle and a tool to have this. Well, this is the gateway to your nature. Understand? From here, you can return. But if you have not perfected this until you become Sama, Sambuddha, if you sainthood way, become Arahant, you also cease here. But it's not you. Well, this one is not a being. Understand? The mundane mind realizes itself. This entity is dependent originating, also not a permanent unchanging entity. Understand? Every segment you come, which one is you? None. So this one, let's say that I, you become Arahant and beyond, there is this. Then you realize Nibbana here. After you realize Nibbana, what happened? The form and mind no more. The karmic process all no more. You also have a nature, understand? But your nature is so small. Whereas this Sammasambuddha, this nature is the Buddha nature, you understand? So this is how that teaching can let you understand all this. So if you believe this is God create, up to you, understand? But to me, this one and this one is the unconditioned. You cannot talk about it, understand? It's not a being. So what is happening is here. Understand? This mundane mind, phenomenal world of consciousness, is subject to what they call the karmic process. Understand? So if this is subject to karmic process, and what governs life and existence in the mundane mind and the phenomenal world of consciousness, these two, here to here, existent. Understand? This and this is within the existential, but this PWC is where the real existential world is. But this is the in-between one, understand or not? Where this one come out, create this one. So what happened is, when you are here, if you look at this whole process, they are governed by what? The law of nature, understand or not? The Pancha Niyamas. So what happened is, you will come to understand that there are these nature's law that governs life and existence. So if you say God is nature, then God create, correct? Understand? We are from nature, you come on, correct? God create you in the image of God. We are from nature, you come on. Understand? If like that, then correct. All these are the real understanding. But people who don't have the full understanding, they cannot understand this. They cannot understand this. They have to create something here. Understand not? Almighty to create. And this one is, to me, nature. Understand not? From nature, everything come to be. And then, the Christian teaching, man is all actually living being, not only man, created in the image of God. Means from nature you come, understand not? And all of us are nature's manifestation, understand not? So he said God create means nature, through its law, created all this. And then, it mesh, understand not? And the first thought of ignorance, you know what is there, not? In the Christian teaching, in the Garden of Eden, what did they say? Adam's apple. He eat the first fruit that give rise to the knowledge of good and evil. Understand not? Ah, that is the duality, huh? Understand? The knowledge that give rise to the good and evil is this mundane mind, huh? Stir, react, create all this movement. Understand not? So Ajahn Buddhadasa, not bad at all. He explained this law, what I told you, the fruit that give rise to good and evil. He said, if you understand it that way, then correct, he said. Yeah. That's why I like the way he writes. His book is quite good. Yeah. So hopefully, yeah, with this, you all can learn something. Understand not? Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. What's the time now? We only supposed to have 1 hour. Eh, still got 1 more hour? Oh, like that got time. Oh, right, we continue. I thought I must end already. Okay, we continue.
The other thing is, when you had developed the ability to be here at the pure awareness, you must use it to cultivate heedfulness, to develop the direct seeing, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkang, and anatta. Then wisdom will manifest to liberate the mundane mind. This mundane mind that realizes itself will cease, because it knows this one, the mundane mind, is not a reality. This is the deluded mundane mind that creates havoc when you don't have Dhamma. When you have Dhamma, this mundane mind listens to you. If you want it to be silent and aware, it will just do that. Then it will cease when it realizes itself, completely cease. Then it reaches at the source. When you are here at the pure awareness, you can develop the sainthood enlightenment. The initial first state of sainthood is sotapannaship, followed by sakkadagami, second stage of sainthood. Then anagami, the third stage, and arahanta, the fourth stage. This sainthood way is relatively easier, but to go further to develop the higher cultivation, the bodhisattva way, is you cannot just have a glimpse of its cessation at the pure awareness level. You need to stabilize this pure awareness, then locate the gateway to your nature. You need to develop the stability of mindfulness to stay at the heart area and let the nature detect or locate the gateway into your pure nature and the source within. That movement within is the bodhisattva way cultivation, which is the higher supreme vehicle cultivation. Once you can develop the cultivation at this pure awareness stage, this awareness nature will evolve to become more and more prominent, more and more stable. Then the internal transformation, which is based on the fourth support of trust, will follow and become very clear. Trusting your pure awareness nature to do the meditation by itself, without the interference from the thoughts or memory, is the ultimate cultivation. From then onward, you will cultivate the five stages of body-mind development to complete the bodhisattva way cultivation. How from the first stage of body-mind development, where you sincerely, via faith and understanding, develop the aspiration to plant the body-mind, to go this way, by taking the four basic vows of a bodhisattva. Then from there, how you develop all the understanding, the wisdom path to arise the body mind that can free you from all suffering, meaning able to endure and severe all suffering. This is the second stage of body mind development. After that, develop the body mind that illuminates that nature. That one is the gateway cultivation, without which you cannot do it. This third stage of body mind development that illuminates that nature very clearly can only be done after the bodhisattva has detected the gateway and gone through the internal transformation. Then the whole nature becomes very clear and very beautiful. Words cannot describe it. That nature is beyond words, beyond thought, and that one will keep on evolving and transforming, keeps on developing the wisdom. As the process goes on, your wisdom energy develops until it is very, very fine, until it has reached the level of finest, that the mundane mind is too gross to remain. That's how the mundane mind collapses. When the mundane mind collapses, the pure nature shines forth. That is how it can illuminate nature. That is also the reason why Kuan Yin Bodhisattva under the Prajna Paramita Sutra recited. When he was cultivating the Prajna Paramita Sutra, he illuminated the five skandhas and realized they were all empty. 照见五蕴皆空. This means he realized the third stage of body-mind development at that time, meaning that nature has become very clear. Then when you are at the pure awareness with that understanding born of that nature's clarity, these five aggregates of form and mind will become very clear to you. That's how he 照见五蕴皆空, meaning he realized that the five aggregates of form and mind were all empty, not real, not a permanent unchanging entity, no reality at all. This pure awareness is not a being. It cannot come out and live life. This you will also come to understand as a cultivator. This is how the whole cultivation can be understood via Brother Teo presenting to you, all of us, all these four circles formation. When I draw these four circles to represent the four stages of creation or manifestation in simple formation, it is easier for you all to develop the understanding that is from the source. The first thing to come out or arise is the pure awareness. Then how from pure awareness nature, we develop the awareness-based cultivation, whether it is a sainthood way or the bodhisattva way. This one at the pure awareness nature level, at the pure awareness level, a lot of work is to be done. This is your true mind, your meditative mind, your silent mind. This one, the pure awareness cultivation, very few people can understand the cultivation or do or can come to it. For those of you who can have this understanding, you better go all out to develop it. After you have developed it, you will understand the true meaning of living beings and their essence. This one, your essence, pure awareness nature, will take you back to the source. When this pure awareness develops the clear understanding, it will cease, i.e. the pure awareness nature will also cease. Then you merge with the source. Only then can you understand what this thing is. But when you are inside there, there is no word, nothing. That's why you cannot talk about it. You cannot describe it. But the moment it comes out again from the source, you can see this coming out process to pure awareness stage. Then how from pure awareness, it creates this mundane mind, which in turn creates this phenomenal world of consciousness. You can see all this very clearly when you go through Nibbana, the whole process of cessation, meaning you will come to know how all this creation returns and ceases. Then from the source, how the pure awareness come out again, because not time for you to die yet. As your aggregates of form as your aggregates of mind are still there, your karmic life force is still there. That's why they call it the Arahant with residue. Meaning the five aggregates, they are still there. You are not supposed to parinibbana yet. And because of that, this one can come out again to pure awareness. It is like for you to witness the creation process. During the coming out, how the first arising of this pure awareness from the primordial nature or the source comes about. Then from the pure awareness, how it actually falls via mundane mind's delusion and becomes what it is now. All these subsequent aeons and aeons of birth and death is what samsara is all about. Ability to return and realize the cessation of form and mind, leading to the realization of nibbana, where the pure awareness also sees, is what enlightenment is all about. After that, if you are not supposed to die yet, means not supposed to parinibbana yet, then this pure awareness can come out again. When it comes out, depends. When it comes out, depends. It is not for you to decide because it is the unconditioned. But you will know how it comes out. When it comes out, the first thing to arise is the pure awareness. This, you can see it very clearly. This one manifests first. When the pure awareness manifests, Brother Teo still remember from the heart area, the inner pure awareness nature, that pure consciousness come back. The pure consciousness inside then split into three areas of consciousness. One part of the consciousness goes to the brain, one part goes to the tan tien, the other one resides at the heart area. Then it starts to animate you into a living being or human being for our case. I can still recall during that time, in 1989, here at the brain, the whole thing ceased. When you go through the cessation of form and mind to realize nibbana, your whole brain here, the activity all ceased. There is no movement at all, completely no movement or activity, but you are not dead. Then I remember when the nature came out, the first thing that came out was the pure awareness. Then this pure consciousness, it splits into three. The moment that awareness or pure consciousness came out to reach the brain, at the forehead area was like animated zoom like a dynamo. It started to function again. Then you could see all the activities, the movements. Initially, they were like very slow, very slow. Then at the heart area, also the same. The heartbeat and everything else, they returned. Then the Tan Tian consciousness manifested the mundane energy that you need for living, for moving or doing whatever the human being needs to do. It is from the Tan Tian. This consciousness at the heart is where your conscience resides. It is also responsible for the arising of your emotion and your pulse of life.
So the emotion is at the center. You remember I told you? It is very near the heartbeat actually. But gateway is further to the left. It may not necessarily that everybody is the same, but more or less. Understand? Okay, continue.
But up here at the brain is memory. You can see them clearly. After that, how the senses slowly, slowly come into play. How upon contact of mind with their respective sense bases, trigger off the paticca samuppada, the 12 link movements. How your mind goes to the brain, the memory, to retrieve and input that the content.
You remember what my wife told you? Yeah? How it go to the brain and retrieve? This one, when you come out, very clear one. That's why all this can be understood. It's not you believe, understand or not? You really can go into the cessation and from there come out again and how the creation process starts and you become animated back to a human being. That's why all these are the what they call Dhamma that can bring about what the Buddha say. This Dhamma ipacetang can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. That is the reason. If you don't go through that cessation and come out, how can you understand? True or not? Yeah. Okay, continue.
But before you have the Dhamma, the heedless wrong thoughts will be inputted instead. But after you come out from that realization of Nibbana, your understanding will be there. It has become very different. Then it is like you know it is coming already. How the creation process starts to animate you into a human being again. That's what I shared with you all when I came down from Cameron Highlands meditation retreat in 1989. I was on the bus, I saw how the sense data came in, like in slow motion, slowly. Then how it started to develop the movements and created the manifestation of the mundane mind activity again. Means how I went back to normal human consciousness again. Initially, its awareness nature was very deep inside. Then when it came out, it was still fairly deep. Then I saw how all this manifest and start happening. After that, how I came out of the meditation. Then how I came out of the retreat. I saw them all. That's why I can now share and teach you all. Because the thing that happened at that time was so clear, so vivid, and so beautiful. All the links, everything was very clear. It is like everything was in slow motion for you to see. And that clarity was so vivid. That's why that nature was very different. It's very beautiful. That pure awareness nature, that thing that came out and manifested all these movements. But most living beings cannot even be there, pure awareness level. Not to say to experience what happened, the whole process of its cessation and coming out. That's why it is said, after you go in and come out, you will become very different. Then whatever people tell you, you won't believe them anymore because you know what that thing is. He know you and he know me. There's no such things as a being inside there. Nothing. It's just that pure nature's movements and activities. The phenomenal world is just like an illusionary world. Just like the Buddha's analogy, consciousness is like a magician, an illusionist that creates illusion. Then the five aggregates analogies are exactly like what the Buddha shared. He said, form is like foam, no reality, appears very solid but disperses very fast. Only the four elements that go the way of nature. Going through birth, old age, sickness and death. Feeling is like bubble, pop gone. All your feelings, if you don't believe me, when you are mindful and aware, when you are sick or with injury or having unpleasant sensation, you will come to realize those sensations arising and passing. They are moment to moment with nobody inside to feel. Nothing. It is just paticca samuppada, dependent originating. Upon contact, feelings arise. But when you have the wisdom, feeling can remain as pure feeling. It doesn't condition craving, and you can see them all very clearly. That's why the analogies given by the Buddha were very beautiful. Then perception is like a mirage in the desert, also no reality. Every image you create through your seeing consciousness is like very real, isn't it? Let's say you open your eyes, everything within your seeing consciousness will appear as if created, like very real, very solid. You can see all the colors, shape and form, everything within your field of seeing consciousness. Then you can like describe it with full detail, as if it is very real. But is there any reality? The moment you close your eyes, this whole creation is gone. That's why it is just an image, like a mirage, appears so real, but you cannot own it, hold on to it, because all these are dependent originating phenomena. The only reality is within the moment, and how stable is the present moment? Split second is gone. Split second is gone. That's why I used to say, everything can only be recalled through memory, 往事只能回味, which implies no reality. It is just an image, consciousness. And through the brain, the memory, you perceive it. So how real can perception be? That's why I said, like a projector creating the film show on the white cinema screen. It is blank with nothing there. But when you are watching the movie, the video or the film show, it is like so real. The sound and its multimedia effects, colors and all those high level of sensuality manifestation, they are so luring. That is what delusion is. When you don't have the Dhamma understanding, the direct seeing and understanding of what is happening in life. Then, of course, Sankhara is the most difficult to understand, and yet it keeps on manifesting. All of your mind state, all of your mental activities and thinking, your plannings, your scheming, your mental intentions, emotions, fear, worry, anxiety, etc., they are all part of Sankhara. Everything your mind can do, everything that your mind can do. Then consciousness is like a magician. After the magic or illusion comes out, only the consciousness appears. But the brain, through its deluded Sankhara activities, deludedly input the wrong content and give rise to wrong perception, to grasp and cling onto the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's how entanglement comes to be. Initially, like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's just the seeing consciousness. No one to see. No story. Do you understand? Like the newborn baby's pure seeing, pure hearing, pure smell, pure taste, pure tactile, and pure thought. No content. Can you be in that state? Only enlightened beings can be in that state. Normal living beings cannot. Okay, so today, I think the sharing is enough. Let us all rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Good. So this one, you should thank Po Cheng and Ying Bi. They did that transcript. But this one, actually, after we started that book, then we realized the title is Path to Nibbana. But the subsequent week sharing has a lot to do with that. So that's why we plucked that one over. And that one is not the whole talk. That one is just towards the end one, to explain all that. And I also don't know how it come about also. Maybe like Eckhart Tolle said, the book want to come out. That's why the whole thing come out. Then I realized I can put it inside. So initially, the whole of the Thursday class talk on the 16th November is only unique code 97. Then we add in unique code 100. The 1 week later on, 23rd of November 2023. And that 23rd one, we only take out that last part, I remember, which is talking about all this four circle formation, the nature, the cessation, and all of that, and how the whole process actually can happen. So, hopefully you understand. This is nature's condition as well. And this sharing, I'm not supposed to share one, but I don't think anybody at that time can understand. But the funny thing is, Kayamita Force moved so fast over the last few years, especially after the website came out. The website came out in 2017. Ever since then, the understanding of Kayamita becomes so different. And the Thursday class sharing all becomes so different. Then when all this come out, that's why I say, if you can do a transcript on it, it will be very good. And then they all volunteer, they do. And then the book come out. So now, with the website, in future, when people read about this and understand this, a lot of people is going to progress. and develop the understanding, especially the awareness-based meditation. Okay, so we finish. What time? Oh, still got half an hour plus. Okay, good. The last book. Yeah, this one. Ultimate Realization to Transcend Life. Can. Pass the mic over.
For sunyata or emptiness, which circle would it be? Empty or form?
Okay. Then see. Thank you. Thank you for the good question. You see, when this one come out and create the phenomenal world of consciousness, you remember? Guan Yin say, Wu Yin Jie Kong. You understand not? The five aggregates of form and mind are empty. Means this creation process is not what you think, not real. Empty nature existence. Why? Like I explained, you cannot deny you were born. And after you were born, you go through life until now. Understand? Can follow? Can see? Is it real? Definitely not real. But it does happen, isn't it? That phase of life, every moment that you live, they really happen. Understand? But that is the past. Understand? That's why 往事只能回味. Everything that happened in the conditioned world, you can only recall through consciousness and memory, understand not? Without the mind to actually remember and recall through memory, all this didn't exist. You understand? So let's say a human being, we pass away, in the enlightened case, maybe parinibbana. So let's say you only got your usual siblings, your parents, maybe your parents also by then no more. So the younger one is your niece, your nephew, or whatever. And you have a lot of friends, or people that know you. So after that form and mind, let's say this segment, pass away, only these people who know you can hold on to the memory that you existed, understand? After they are gone, you become a nobody, but nobody can remember you, understand? So this is exactly the meaning of emptiness. Empty of existence value. No reality, understand? Empty nature of existence means existence, as real it can be, is only within the moment, no? Appears so real, no? But it is actually not real. Empty. Why? He know you, he know me. Understand not? My daughter want to add something.
Every time the topic comes to emptiness, I always have one part to add. Because it looks like everything is empty, so it has no meaning. But actually for me, it is so transient and so fragile. Split second and it is gone. This moment is so very precious. The people I'm around now, any second, tomorrow, the next moment, they can be gone. That is why it becomes so special that I have a moment with all of you. That is just one example, one moment. Everything that is empty in our PWC, it is transient, but doesn't mean it has no meaning. It is very special because it doesn't come again. And that is why I find so beautiful, although it is empty. I hope this helps.
Very good. So you remember, I say it in a different way. I always told Eng Bi there, even though it's unreal, but there is such thing as life, existence. Even though moment to moment it passes by, appears so transient, but there is life, understand or? Otherwise, how did the Sutta, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, realize? When you realize true emptiness, life becomes wonderful. So, to me, don't be gullible. Don't take the angle, everything unreal, forget about it. Like my classmate used to tell me, money not real, give to me. But there is such thing as the reality of life and existence, understand? First noble true reality. And there is the karmic process. That's why living being cannot understand. There is I think in the early day I watched this film show. I think Hong Kong series. Zhen Zhen Jia Jia. You heard of it? Zhan Zhan Ga Ga. You heard of it before? You think it's real, but it's unreal. You think it's unreal, but it is real. It depends on who perceive it, understand? Whether you have the understanding to understand it or not. When we open our eye, like what I give you an example, okay, now your eye open, right? What do you see? Through your seeing consciousness. This meditation hall, right? Me, you, all the human beings, right? All the table so solid, right? Who created it? Yeah? Your mundane mind, understand? They say you are the greatest creator. And you are God, understand? You create through your consciousness, understand? So, to me, if you understand this through your senses, that's why the Buddha says consciousness, yeah, this so-called aggregate of mind, is like a magician. It creates magic. It creates illusion for you to see, like real. Very real. Close your eye. All gone, is it? How real can it be? How you come to know? Through your mental perception, understand not? Then your memory, understand not? The content of consciousness. See it. Wake up. Everything, no reality. Apart from your senses and the consciousness, like the film show on the white screen, understand not? End of the show, what you see? The blank screen, understand not? But in between, wow, wu tao wu bui, understand not? Everything like so excited, understand? With the sight and sound, color and the multimedia, the sound effect, everything. And you're willing to pay money, you know, to go and see. You know. And come out, someone can talk about it, you know. Even inside, they enjoy the thing. You know. Then, in between, of course, you're excited. But towards the end, that stupid director, why do the ending like that? Ah, you could have been better. See? Who is the one that comment and say all this? Your own mundane mind. It depends on who perceive the thing, who see the show. Everybody is different, and the comment all different. So see this. So Nancy asked a very good question. Where did the emptiness fall in? So now you understand, isn't it? This one, is the unconditioned. No need to talk about emptiness, understand? Yeah, it's the oneness. Then, beyond thought, beyond word. You cannot understand until you realize it. By the time you realize it, you know more, understand? Yeah, it was never you, understand? You need this to access the gateway, to develop the wisdom. Then this fellow, you think is you, realize itself and cease. Then who realize Nibbana? Nobody, understand or not? It's just the creation process. You understand. Finish. Understand or not? Because the thing that is been understood, wisdom, enable the mundane mind to realize itself and cease. Because you realize all this not real. That's why empty, yeah? Then see? Empty nature exists. So, anatta is a very good one. Anatta is actually, the meaning is very deep. It's not only non-self. Non-self is a small part of anatta. That's why you realize in the morning chanting a lot. Rupang anicang. That one you can understand. Yeah? Form is impermanent. Then why did he say rupang anatta? Is form a human being? If form is a human being, then form can be anatta, anatta. But form is not a human being. How can you say form is non-self? The real meaning of anatta is form is not a permanent unchanging entity. It's dependent originating, understand not? Condition arising. That's why it's not a permanent unchanging entity. So this form and mind also, the human being, also not a permanent unchanging entity. But the Buddha, in order to teach the five ascetic, he said, this is not self, understand or not? If it's self, it will not go the way of nature that leads to suffering, misery. Then you can say, this is me, this is I, therefore I want it to be like that, like that, like that. Don't get old, don't get sick and die. That's why he used that. But in his teaching, his paticca samuppada, actually dependent origination, the law, override everything. And that is what anatta is all about. And that anatta is also empty nature existence. Because it's impermanent, understand? Not a permanent, it's dependent originating. That's why it's empty, no reality. And he know you, he know me. That's why he wants to use non-self, is because you believe this so strongly, understand? So actually the Theravada teaching, when you penetrate anicchang dukkang anatta, you penetrate sunyata, understand? No different. So can you all now follow? Nancy, okay? Sadhu, sadhu. Louder lah. Okay, any more questions? Very good question. Thanks, Nancy. Anybody got anything to ask? Otherwise, we continue with our new book. Who is next? Manyan. Okay. Bengwi, you want to ask? Ken? The yellow card. Okay.
Yellow card. Seer.
Okay.
To cultivate wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings. I just want to understand how to...
Page 2, number 3, is it?
Yes, number 3, C.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what is your question?
How do we...
cultivate wisdom to help liberate and take across all sentient beings?
Yes.
Oh, very easy. Okay, now you listen. Yeah, this is your first bodhisattva vow, understand? If without wisdom, how can you take them across? Understand? So this... now I explain first, then if you got further question, you can ask. I say, having developed the above right view, this nature of my vows to always keep the following three sets of pure precept, following the advice of all Sammasambuddha. Means it comes from Dhammapada verse 183. You understand? Dhammapada verse 183 is Sabba Paspasa Akaranang. So all evil you must avoid. Okay? So A, to avoid all evil. That is the one. But because you are a bodhisattva, you are taking this very seriously as a pure precept, no? Very pure, not only take precept, no? Abstain, no? You have to understand clearly what constitutes evil, no? Otherwise, how to avoid evil? True or not? So these are more elaborate understanding of the advice of the Buddha. So number 2 also same. To cultivate all virtue and blessing, leading to the perfection of them all. That is the extra one. Understand? We are under the Dhammapada verse 183. It is Sabba Papasa Akaranang. Then Kusalesa, Kusala, wholesomeness, Upasambadan. Wherever there is condition to do. But people just stop there. If you go the Bodhisattva way, you're supposed to perfect all this. Understand? Not? That's why you need to perfect them all. Understand? Leading to the perfection of them all. So what is the third advice of the Buddha? Purify your mind. Is, like they say, the sainthood way. Finish? Enough already lah. A lot of people tell me they very contented with sainthood way. Your first day of sainthood, guarantee arahant already. Maximum 7 life. Understand? Not? No harm. The individual's choice. But the thing you have to understand is, you purify your mind to cultivate what? Wisdom. True or not? And because you have the vow as a bodhisattva, the first basic vow is this nature of your vow to take across all living beings to the other shore. Understand not? So you develop the cultivation of wisdom to help liberate and take across all living beings. That's how it come about. Can follow? Yeah. Okay? Yeah, sadhu, sadhu. Yeah, very good. That's why Beng Fi asked, whatever you not understand, or you don't understand, or you're not sure, you can ask, don't worry. Like Nancy's case, Beng Fi's case, it's very good. Well, you ask, you clarify, then I explain. Okay? Any more? For the time being, no more. Okay, continue. We try to finish this book so that we have more time, then more Q&A, more sharing and other things. Okay? Because tomorrow, our schedule need to change a bit. 2 to 3, I think we cannot have any sharing. We have to wait for Fa San Si Fu, Tang Jia. We have actually make appointment with him to come out and express our gratitude towards him and the temple committee for allowing us to use this place for our annual retreat. And it's so conducive. So we would like to sincerely thank them. Then at the same time, we haven't paid respect to him. We make use of the opportunity to pay respect. Then normally we also, on behalf of all, Paramasri will lead you all to ask for forgiveness. Yeah? There is a Mandarin and English version. Normally, Sui An do Mandarin English. Yeah? So you have both. Ask for forgiveness. Yeah. Is it Mandarin and English? No English, huh? No, Sui An got a sheet of paper translate out. No need to ask from him. Lah. You all. I thought Sui An got one. Oh, he haven't given you. You better text him to ask him to send to you. Ask him for forgiveness. The retreat book at the back has it. Yeah, la, Sui An compound one from what we have last time. Is it in the chanting book? Chanting book one is my version. So, but they all got a Mandarin one. It's also same one. Retreat chanting book has it. Turn to page 67, retreat chanting book. Yes. This English translation enough. Enough. No need to use Sui An. Sui An one, he create himself one. This one enough. I think let Paramasri read through one time, the Mandarin.
往昔所造诸恶业, 皆由无始贪嗔痴，从生与意之所生，今对佛前求忏悔。
So this is the one we will recite, asking for forgiveness.
Actually, this one, if I'm not mistaken, is an extract from Avamtasaka Sutta.
Yeah. It's from the Mahayana Sutta. Yes. So the English translation here is matching. All the unwholesome karma created by me, when your individual chant, arising from beginningless greed, hatred, and delusion, expressed through body, speech, and mind, I hereby. Why they add in the word regret? I just repent. Repent in front of the Buddha. No need to feel regret. Yeah, you repent means you know already that this is wrong. So regret is a negative emotion. You understand? But you hold it inside there. You're not supposed to do why I do. I hereby repent. Sincerely repent. They work better. Sincerely. Okay. Never mind, send to me. I want to see what he writes. Oh, send already. Your Sui An one is very good. He every year use one. Sui An Zen Abia. Sui. Oh, no wonder. Wow, he responds very fast. How liao, Sui An. This one is every year Sui An will do it on. He say, we, on behalf of all Kayamita, would like to ask for forgiveness if from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or unknowingly, that this nature of ours did something we should not have done, or didn't do something that we should have done, or have caused both of you any karmic negativity, misery, suffering, and mistrust. We would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness. May our sincere request for forgiveness be accepted. We vow to repent. We are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. Our mind, we are striving on with heedfulness. This one is, he drafted it, he took from all my sharing. Then he make it very well, and it's very good. This one normally during Kayanamita gathering, during retreat, he will lead and you all recite, which is very good. This is very complete. Okay? So look at the WhatsApp he just sent. So we should thank Sri Anna. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Actually, Sri Anna did a lot of job, did a lot of good work, helped us in all the previous retreat. But this time, because of jet lag, he visited the daughter in the States. Because of jet lag, he said he better follow through Zoom, which is very good. So also give opportunity to other Kayamita to try to like take over his role. Actually, his role is very extensive. Song and who else that read the donation on. Last night all done by Sri Anna. So this one very good. So Fa Chan Sifu, we follow the retreat. Okay, make it simple. To me, you follow this one. Okay, very good. Okay, yeah.
Ultimate realization to transcend life. You need Dhamma Code 105 teaching. Acknowledgement. It is the donor's intention that this Dhamma teaching in written form be shared with those who are interested and have the affinity to receive it. We would like to thank and rejoice in the generosity and wholesomeness of all donors and all Dhamma friends of all Kalyamitas who have donated their time and effort to help in the preparation of this book and to make the distribution of this book, Dana, possible. Special thanks to the following for their collective contribution to make this Dhamma teaching available in this print form. Ji Gui Yen, Alicia Cheong Pek Yok, Jiu Po Len, Han Mo Ching, Han Po Cheng, Padmasuri Liu, Lim Eng Bi, Lim Ke Beng, Wei Zui Hun, Te Jin Hao, Teo Su Yi, and Tuen Hi Hien. By the power of this wholesomeness, may all beings be well and happy, free from all mental and physical sufferings and dangers, and may there be love, peace, and joy deep within their hearts. May it also pave the way for there to be causes and conditions for all Dhamma friends who have donated or helped in one way or another to realize their good and noble wishes and aspirations soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
All these are very wholesome. Continue. Yeah.
Unique Dhamma Code 105 on ultimate realization. To have the ultimate realization to transcend life, one has to transcend the present moment, leading to the cessation of the form and mind, to the realization of Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. The present moment may be the highest in life, but it is still within life. Pre-Puja Chanting. A very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is 22nd February 2024, Thursday class. We will continue our Dhamma sharing from my book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Codes. We are currently at Unique Code, Dhamma Code 105. Let us compose our mind and develop the Sadha, Viriya, and Sati to commence our pre-Puja Chanting, end of Puja Chanting. Awareness-based meditation instructions, Thursday class, 22nd February 2024. As usual, we will have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. We will turn off the lights for you to proceed with your meditation. This awareness-based meditation is very important because it can help us develop the inner awareness or sati within. There are four supports to develop this awareness-based meditation, and they are relax, maintain awareness, stabilize the awareness, and trust. As explained previously, the silent mind without thought is awareness itself. So mindfulness is basically an awareness before the knowing. When you are aware before the knowing without thought, that awareness itself is sati or mindfulness. Therefore, we need to develop that awareness and allow it to stabilize. That is why the second support after relaxing the body and the mind is to maintain awareness. However, it is very difficult to maintain awareness. Maintaining awareness does not involve creating more thinking or thoughts and aggregates of mind. It simply means being aware of whatever arises at your six sense doors, whether it is hearing, smell, taste, touch, sight, or thought consciousness, and allowing them to pass through without further engagement. After that, refrain from continuing to think. After becoming aware, if you proceed to perceive and engage in thinking, the mundane mind will arise. If you constantly do that, it develops into habitual tendencies, eventually leading you to become heedlessly lost in thought. That is why maintaining awareness can be challenging. To maintain awareness means to refrain from thinking, knowing, and not going beyond pure perception. After perceiving through the hearing consciousness or other senses such as smell, taste, tactile, or thought consciousness, simply remain silent and maintain awareness. Then let it naturally fade away. Just be aware without attempting to know or engage in any activity. Relax, maintain awareness, and allow the mind to settle down. The third support following the relaxation of the body and the mind and maintaining awareness is to stabilize the awareness by continuously allowing it to remain in that state of awareness without thought. By doing so, your awareness will stabilize, allowing you to develop a very good and profound understanding of what this inherent awareness nature within is all about. Realizing this pure awareness nature, which is beyond thought, is very important. However, this pure awareness nature is closely intertwined within thoughts, with thoughts, as thoughts arise very quickly from this pure awareness nature. This is why many people lacking proper understanding cannot realize pure awareness. They are accustomed to their mundane thinking mind and the thought process. They rely heavily on the thought process and they think a lot, as they have been conditioned to do so since birth. Without thought, they feel they are unable to function or live life. These factors contribute to why most people cannot develop this inner awareness to be mindful and to be aware most of the time. Understand this and you will make progress. Now I will allow you to develop the awareness within on your own. Remember the first three of the four supports. Relax the body and the mind. Maintain awareness without trying to know or do anything. And simply just be aware, 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 and then stabilize your awareness.
Amy, where are we now? Page what?
Page 6 now, the first line.
Page 6. I think we have to end the time. I just heard the alarm. Page 6, which paragraph?
First line, now I'm going to read.
Oh, okay. Okay, we stop here.